I was overjoyed when my new family finally got home. But they still didn't have time for me. Jed and June had to do their homework, and their parents rushed around making dinner. The next morning was exactly the same. After school, Jed ran in, filled up my dog bowls, put on his soccer uniform, and ran back outside. When he and his family finally came home, they went straight to bed. How could they do this to me? I was their precious pet. My family was supposed to pay attention to me and adore me. Life didn't improve. The only time Jed ever did anything with me was when we were working on the science project, and that wasn't really fun for me. Finally, on Saturday morning, June put on my collar and took me outside. Little kids came from every direction wanting to pet me. I had never noticed before how sticky their hands could be. And one child tried to ride me like a horse. As she held on to my collar, I noticed it wasn't very tight. I realized I could easily slip my head right out. After that horrible week, all of my passion to live the dog's life was gone. As soon as possible, I wiggled out of my collar. Without bothering to look back, I raced toward the woods. The other animals scrambled and flew away, but I didn't care. After all, I was a wolf.